Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were talking about Hakel, and now we get to the place of Hakel. Where was it? Hakel was in Ezra's Nashim, so we see in the Gemara, in Meseches Soita, Daf Mem Aleph on the Beis, the Rambam. But it's not Muskam, not everybody agrees. In the Tosefta, in Soita Perek Zion, we find the Machlokas in the matter. So we have one opinion that it was made in the Azara. We have the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that it was in Harabayis. And he says psukim here about Ezra reading the Torah. The only thing is that these psukim were said in the book of Nehemiah, not about Kriyas Hakel, but about Rosh Hashanah. However, as explained by the Chasdei David to the Tosefta, Mikol Mokoim Mucho Moichiach, the Kamoisha Ezra, also idea of Avinus HaTorah La, Mistama, also Gamkein, Hamelech Bahakel. So this opinion in the Tosefta understands, Rabbi Elazar ben Yankif, that if that's what Ezra did in the time of Rosh Hashanah, in order that people should learn the Torah, the same thing was done for Hakel. Ezra's Nashim and HaTorah is included in Harabayis. The difference in the Seches Kelim that we find 1:8 is only the Rabbanan. There's no stira between the opinion of the Bavli and Rabbi Elazar ben Yankif. So, in other words, everybody holds that Harabayis, Ezra's Nashim, same difference, same thing. And the first opinion is Ezra's Yisrael. That's Pashtus in the Tosefta, the first opinion. Bima hayosin lo ba'zor v'yoshev, that's talking about the Ezra's Yisrael, and not in the Ezra's Nashim. However, you can say differently, ba'zor in the Tosefta is like in the Azor in the Mishnah, like we find Ezra's Noshim, that when it says Zoro, it means Ezra's Noshim. And Rav Elazar ben Yankov is Marchiv the Kol Harabayis. So in other words, that could be the Machlokes. Not that one holds it was in Ezra's Yisrael and the other holds it's Ezra's Noshim. Rather, one opinion holds it was in Ezra's Yisrael, and one opinion holds that it was in the Ezra's Noshim, and the other opinion holds not only in the Ezra's Noshim, but it could be done in the entire Harabayis, not only in the Ezra's Noshim. B'sefer Menchat Kanaot, he proves that the Yerushalmi learns that the reading was in Ezra's Yisrael, because in the Bavli, it says B'Ezra's Noshim, as an answer to the question, I ain Yeshiva Bazar, the king sits, but ain Yeshiva Bazar al-Malchei Beis David Bilvad. It says in the Gemara that the king would stand in Mimakabel, and then he would sit and he would read. And Agrippus, no, he would do the whole thing standing. What do you mean standing? As if until now he was sitting. How could that be? Ein yeshiva lazer lamalchei beis David bilvad. So the Gemara answers that it's Hamat the Ezra's Nashim. It's Hamat the Ezra's Nashim. And since, and in the Ezra's Nashim, you're allowed to sit. And the rabbis were happy about what Agrippus did, that he would stand and not sit. Akopanim, that's what the Bavli says. The Bavli brings this whole thing about Ein Yeshiva Zor Malchei Beis Dilva. But the Yerushalmi answers, Samach Lo Bakotel. No, he wouldn't actually sit. He would be standing. And as the Bavli says that it was in the Ezra's Nashim, and Mele he could sit. But according to the Yerushalmi says, no, it's not Pshat that he was in the Ezra's Nashim. Pshat is that Samach lo bakoiso, he was leaning on the wall, so it's like sitting, but really he was standing. So according to the Yerushalmi, says the Menchas Kanos, it was done in the Ezras Yisrael, not in the Ezras Noshim. The Menchas Chinuch is mistapek, im haya ikuv davka be'ezros Noshim behind a beves ha-mikdash, o efshar af b'mokom acher b'Yerushalayim. Did it have to be davka la'akev in the Ezras Noshim, in the beis ha-mikdash, or maybe b'di'evit, you could do it anywhere in Yerushalayim. However, in the Sefer Zecher Lamikdash of the Aderes, we mentioned the previous year, Pashad Lo Shahakel Hu B'Makom Mitzvat Ri'iya. It's in the place of Ri'iya. As is Nashim Smuchel, as is Yisrael Mashenkin B'Secher Yerushalayim. So you can't do, you want to do it in the Rova, you can't do it in the Rova. You mamash have to do it in the Ezras Nashim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Ezras Yisrael. Marked Islay or Marked Islay, each one according to their opinion. The who was the one reading? Okay, so as is well known, the reader was the king. Hakorei Aya Melech. So it says in the Mishnah, in Meseches Saita there, Mem Aleph, and so write the Poskim. But how do we know? So they're different Makaris. In the Parash Melech it says, V'kasal as Mishnah Torah Zosal Seif, and the Sefri Seilin on Mishnah Torah. Why do they say Mishnah Torah? Misum Shasida Lishtanois. So one opinion says it's called Mishnah Torah. The king writes Mishnah Torah because the ksav of the Torah is going to change. That's why it's called Mishnah Torah. The ksav of the Torah was changed from ksav Ivri to ksav Ashuri. And another opinion says, Ein Koran Biyom Hakel Ela Mishnah Torah Bilvad. That's why it says Vukatsu Mishnah Torah, because he only reads on Hakel Mishnah Torah reads Dvarim. So that's what Rashi's kavana was in Masechet Sota in Divrei Maaseh Shenemar. That's the makor that the king reads. The king reads. That's the king who does the reading. There Rashi writes, "Shenemar miketz shev shana b'sof shev shana b'osik re'adei ayad melechi k'detani b'sifri b'parashas ha-melech." As Mishnah Torah Zos, Ein Koron B'Yom HaKol, Ela B'Mishnah Torah. Beautiful. And the Meiri in Sanhedrin writes that even the first Tana holds that way. The Tana writes, because of us Mishnah Torah Zos Al Sefer, Ein Li Ela Mishnah Torah, B'Mishum Shasida Torah Lishtanus. In other words, it's going to change. The Torah is going to change. What does that mean? The Ksav is going to change. So he writes, V'yesh Garzim Shem Shasida Lishtanein, instead of Lishtanus, Lishtanein. And that's why it says V'katzel Ad Mishtar Zos, because this is going to be read by the Melech at Hakel. He reads Mishnah Torah. We had a shir, Futner has a beautiful Mahalach in the Parchad Yitzchak, Mamar Parchad Yitzchak on Sukkos about Hakel. It's kedai to look there. And if we gave a shir about it a number of years ago. Very super geschmack. And Parashas Hakel, it says, Tikra Torah Zos, Neged Kol Yisrael Be'oznayim. So, but the fact that it says Tikra, B'loshin Yochid, Muchach, that it's not talking about the Kohan of Ziknei Yisrael, who are spoken, or in that parasha, but rather about Yehoshua, who is Nizkar, V'Seif, B'Rosh HaParasha, V'Yikor Moshe Yehoshua. And Yehoshua had a Din Melech. So since it's talking to Yehoshua, and Yehoshua had a Din Melech, this is the word of the Tosis Yomtiv. That's how you know Melech. So we have one source from the Parashas HaMelech, that it says Mishnah Torah, and we have an opinion in the Sifri, it's talking about Hakel, that Hakel, and Kor B'Yom Hakel, Mishnah Torah Bilva, talking about the king, and maybe Lishtanos Lishtanin, that he's going to read it at Mishnah Torah and Hakel, the king, and we have another opinion that it's taken from the Pasuk Tikra, and it's talking to Yehoshua, and Yehoshua had a Din Melech. Uminayin Katuv ba Yirei Mashalim. Uminayin Shabimelch Dibe Akasuv, Dover Zemidiva and Vim Lamadu. The Sivi Yoshio, Vayishlach Amelch Vayes Fuelov, Vayikor, his name is called Divrei Sefer Abris and Imsa Vives Hashem. And the king sent and he gathered to him and he read in their ears all of the words of the Sefer Habris that is found in the house of Hashem. So you see, it's a Pasuk in Divrei Yamim, that the king is the one reading the Torah. So just like there the king read the Torah, also by Harkav the king reads the Torah. The Sefer Teferis Yisrael, Mishnayis, doesn't bring any of the previous Makaros. The Sefer Teferis Yisrael writes, Nira Li and the Mishnayis, Mashem El Kor Zeud Rabbonon, they didn't cover the Torah. When was Mashem El Kor Mivat and Ansei El Kor Zeud Gadol Shabatzibur Kohen Gadol or Rosh HaSanhedrin. So if there's no king, there wouldn't be Mivat or the Ansei. Rather, who would read it? HaGadol Shabatzibur. The great person would read the Kohen Gadol, the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Yidim and Chaschinuch doesn't mention a Makor. Ben Yodem Alachol Moshe Misina Kenu Dafka Melech Vimein Melech B'Yisrael Yidim Mitzvah Klal. Im ken at shalom melech olav shalom non is kami mitzvah zu, dev shed lav davka melech rak godol shebedoiroi, olav haya mitzvah im loya melech hay nir mitzad asvore. So he says, I don't know if it's halacha Moshe Misinai melech, and if there isn't a melech, there's no mitzvah at all. And if so, until shalom melech, when there was a king, they weren't mekayim the mitzvah at all. It could be lav davka melech, says the Minchas Chinuch. It could be any godol. V'kach kosev afan etziv. And he finds a makor in the Torah, Tikra Lashon Yach, and Muvin Shedibur Yehoshu, Mizeh L'Manshi Mitzah Melech. Omnam says the Netziv, yes, the Tikra is the Melech, is Yehoshu, is the Din Melech. Lo Davka Melech Mamish, Ela HaGodol Shebi Yisrael. And if there was no king, then it's the Kohanim, it could be a Godol. They used to do Zecher LaHakel, so it would be the Rav Rashi. So that's the idea of Hakel, according to these sources. Hakriya, that's the Zecher LaHakel, right, which is a topic in and of itself, whether you should make a Zecher LaHakel. Hakriya, Sidra ve'achanata, nimsaru ba-mishnah, Chazan HaKnesset notel Sefer Torah ve'natan l'Rosh HaKnesset, v'Rosh HaKnesset notel l'Sgan, ve'Sgan notna l'Kohen HaGadol, v'Kohen HaGadol notel l'Melech, v'Melech omed u'mekabel v'koreh v'yoshev. So the Chazan HaKnesset, is the synagogue attendant, so he takes the Sefer Torah and he gives it to the head of the shul that stands on Har HaBayis. And the head of the shul gives it to the deputy high priest, the Sgan, and the Sgan gives it to the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol gives it to the king, and the king stands and he receives the Torah and he reads it from it while sitting. So that is the Seder. Agrippa Samelech Omad Vikibel Vakora. Agrippa Samelech arose and received the Torah scroll and read from it while standing, and the sages praised him for this. And when Agrippa arrived at the Pasuk, you may not appoint a foreigner over you, tears flowed from his eyes because he was the son of the house of Hordus and was not of Jewish origin. The nation said to him, "Fear not, Agrippus, you are our brother. You are our brother." Rashi says, "Zogwen of the most," because this pasuk passed to Malchus, and they said, "You are our brother. Why are you our brother?" Rashi says, "Sheimo mi Yisrael." His mother was from the Jewish people. And Bakorim Itchilas Eilad Varam At Shema V'Shema V'Hem Shemoa Asir Ritz Negilim V'Eilad Varam Until Shema Yirid Shema V'Hem Shemoa Asir To Asir Hisachal La'Asir Parsha Melech Brachos With All Tzad Shkoma Kol HaParsha. So those are the various parshas that he reads. The Tosefta Rabbi argues and he holds Lo Yitzarach La'Asim Or Asir Sefer. He didn't start from the beginning of the Sefer like we have here in the Mishnah, but rather Shema V'Hem Shemoa Asir To Asir Ki Tachal La'Asir Parsha Samelech. According to Rashi, after Aser to Aser, he skips and he reads Kitechal LaAser. Ubrachos v'klalos umisham choizel amafreya, and he reads Asim alay Melech. And the Rambam doesn't mention at all Parshas Hamelech, and he doesn't mention the dialogue after Aser to Aser. Rather, says the Rambam, Mitchilas chumashel advar matzof Parshas Shema umedalek vayim Shemoya umedalek v'aser to Aser v'koy me'aser to Aser ad seder atzof brachos v'klalos ad milvad. So that's the shtickle that I mentioned in the previous shir, that Rav Futner in the Ma'amar Pachat Yitzchak on Sukkot has a gevaldik mehalach here on why it says upoisek in the Rambam. So the makor of these shinuyim is dependent on the girsa and the Mishnah. Kriyas Hakel is one of the parashiyos that was said b'loshan hakodesh dafka. The Rambam adds, shenemar tikras ha-Torah zois bil lishoina. Wow, so you have to read this Torah in its proper lashon. V'geirim zokt the Rambam in Halacha Hey, v'geirim she'ena makirim chayavim lahachin libam lahakshim adim l'shmoa ba'ema v'yir v'gilu v'radar kiyom sh'nidabo b'sinai. Afil cham gedol m'shodim kol ha'torah kula chayavim l'shmoa b'kavana gedol yisera. When she'ena yochol l'shmoya, מחבן ליבל קריאה זו שלו כל תור לחזיק דעשה מסביר עצמו כאילו אתה נצטב בבוי בואו מפי הגבור שומה שהמל שליחו להשמיע דברי הקל. So he says the gerim that don't know the language have to prepare themselves to listen with great fear, awe, joy, trembling, like the day the Torah is given at Sinai, even Chacham Gedol, and when all call the Torah Kula, have to hear with great kavana. And somebody who can't hear, like a Mishnah says, that he can't hear well, or he's far away, according to the Zechar Lamikdash, according to Rav Yaderes, it's talking about somebody who doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh, has to be mechaving libo to this Kriya, because the Torah made this to be mechaving dasa emes, to the chazik, to be mechazik, the true religion, and you should see himself as if he's listening from Mipi HaGvura, and because the Shliach is there to make God's word heard. So as we've discussed in the past, this is a simulation of Mamar Har Sinai. And as we already mentioned, there's a tkiya b'chatzotzros, ketzidu koirei, toikin b'chatzotzros b'chol Yerushalayim, kedei lahakil esa'am, so in the Rambam in Halacha Dalid, koirei esa, toikin b'chatzotzros b'chol Yerushalayim, kedei lahakil esa'am. These halachas are all in Hilchos Chagiga, in the third perek, and in the website Halacha Brura, they have many, many makaros for each Rambam, so it's always a machaya to go there and see the different the sources that discuss the various Rambams, and it just enriches a person so much. It's incredible. So that's the Tekiyas HaChatzotzeres. And then we have Brachas after the Kriya. HaBrachas She'achrei HaKriya Huskru Beremes B'Mishnah. Brachas She'Kohen Gadol Mevarech Oisan. Hamelech mevarach oisin ela shenoisein. Shel regalim tachas mechilas ha'avoin. So Berach, what the Kohen Gadol would say, is what the Melech would say, and the Mishnah in Sota Mem and Bei describes what the Kohen Gadol would say. It's talking about Yom Kippur, and what are they? One is ala Torah, in other words, the regular bracha. You make b'chol kriyas ha'Torah. Ve'al ha'oda, ve'al ha'avoda, that's ritzei ba'amcha Yisrael, v'sir tse avoda b'tvir v'secha, baruch she'oischa levatcha b'yir ha'navoid, that he's making for the avoda, ve'al ha'oda, that's the baruch of Moedia Menachem Lach, this is as part of the avoda of the Kohen Gadol, an Yom Kippur after Shekolsa, avoid the Siyom HaKippurim, and then he makes the baruch al mechilas ha'avoin, Ada b'chartanu, that we say Yom Kippur Matzof HaBracha. That's what we said before, that the Kohen Gadol, the Melech, sticks in the regalim instead of the Mechilas Avonis. Baal HaMikdash, in other words, he's Mispal HaMikdash, Baruch HaShar Bochar BaMikdash, he concludes. Baal Yisrael, he sends down to the Jewish people, Baruch HaBochar Bam Yisrael. Baal HaKohanim, he davens for the Kohanim, Baruch HaShabochar B'Zara Shel Aharon. Baal Yerushalayim. And then it says Va'al Shar Hatfila, which is explained by the Gemara. As Tchina Rabo Bakasha, Sha'amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Livasha, we're davening for you, that we need to be saved. And he concludes Bara Birchas Shamei Hatfila. So that's all the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And that is also Bracha Shekoin Gadu Mevarach Oysen, HaMelech Mevarach Oysen, like we saw before. That's from the Mishnah in Sota. See, here we have the brachas that he reads. And there's obviously a ton more to say. So Mirtz Hashem, we will have more Shiur and Bli Neder, going more into Hakel. And there's a beautiful, first there was the article that this year, the last two shiurim were based on, in the Lora Halacha of Rav Zevin. And then, as an append, appendage to the article, he writes another article, Ha'aretz B'Hakil, his Lamdish Ha'aretz of Zevin himself. It's a very geschmack to learn. It was originally published in the in a journal called Hakel, that was published in 1946, and then again in 1973. So I'm hoping we'll see that, and we have other things to look at. So please stay tuned for a lot more beautiful Hakel Torah. So thank you for gathering and learning this with me. Pun intended. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.